devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your take, always welcome. We love it when the audience interacts with us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, wanted to talk about the U.S. senatorial debate just for a little bit. The Sunday night affair, not broadcast on the radio, near as I can tell. But anyways, we'll broadcast whichever debates they'll allow us. Certainly the general election elective debates. But here's the dumbest question of the debate last night. Candidate Lazary, how has inflation affected your family? And I think Godlewski caught the same question. Lazary turned it. My wife liked the way he pivoted there. She was watching with me. He said something to the effect, well, it's not about me. It's not about my family. Right. I'm running for your family. And, you know, if you're a rich guy and inflation has not affected you one iota, well, you know, that's a good answer. Because to say, well, man, I'm so rich. I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
that's probably not a winning strategy.
No, for Mr. Lazary. No, you're right.
Or perhaps even for Godlewski, you know.
I think they all got the question, if I recall. And I think, you know, obviously Godlewski, a millionaire, and Lazary, a multi-millionaire. And of course, what the reporting came out, Lazary's loaned a whole lot of money to his campaign.
About $7 million? Starting to rival Tim Michaels. Michaels up to about $8 million.
So, yeah, how does inflation affect you? Well, he would have put in $6 million, but because of inflation, I had to put in $7 million. You know, I don't know how you come around and actually deal with that question, but I thought he did a fine job. I mean, politically speaking, because, of course, you can't say it doesn't affect me, but it didn't affect him.
No, inflation's not affecting young Mr. Lazary, about 35 years old. So, you know, he's got a bright future, and his grandkids will have a bright future, I suspect, at least, you know, in the financial department. What about Mandela's take? Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin, said, well, anyone that's read the newspaper, something to the effect of, you know, knows I've had some problems with inflation. Mandela does feature in his ad, sort of this working class Joe doing his own shopping, and how much is the price of milk? Now, I did ask Mandela last time I interviewed him, Mandela, how much is a gallon of milk? Do you know, Dom?
I don't know. I don't buy milk.
Mandela said about $4. I assume he is close. Seems about right. I got nodding from Evan. I don't drink milk either. The boys do. The boys are pounded milk, but I
Casamigos Blanco runs about $38 for a $7.50. So I don't know about milk though.
You know what tequila cost? Anyways, so Mandela said something which I saw as an allusion to perhaps the one chink in his armor. The two chinks are that Mandela did not initially maybe clearly represent whether or not he had graduated from college, right? And he subsequently has graduated, so move on. But, you know, during the early part of his campaign, that was a weakness. You know, he didn't tell the whole truth and nothing but. And the other part was what?
Did you graduate from college, Grody?
Yes, I did.
Are you sure?
Confusing me with Joe. I was in.
I thought you like missed a basketball score from one of the classes, man.
You know, I was supposed to have taken one more Phi Ed credit.
Yeah.
And I had audited Charlie Gross's Phi Ed class. Me and Bob. Bob made me audit the class. I showed up so effectively I went to the class, didn't get credit for the class, and then was supposed to take a tennis class with Coach Terry and dropped out of the class because I was busy, man. I had better stuff to do than play tennis. So I thought I was post-graduation going to have to go back and clean up a Phi Ed credit. And when I saw that diploma, baby, as far as I was concerned, I'd walked the stage. I got a diploma. That's a graduate.
That's a grad. I'm taking the mark.
And apparently, you know, Mandela Barnes has joined us there. Now, I like that Olakara said, unlike the rest of the people on the stage, I'm the only badger. Olakara is a grad of the University of Wisconsin. Now, there had been some question about whether or not Godlewski misrepresented, whether or not she had gotten her MBA or something of the sort as well. So, you know, all these candidates are going to have weaknesses. And eventually, they're all going to have to explain their weaknesses because they're going to have the Republican Party and the candidate, Ron Johnson, attacking whatever is the perceived weakness. So Mandela said something to the effect that, now everybody knows I've had some problems with inflation, like paying taxes or some parking tickets or whatever.
Some financial struggles, sure.
Yeah, I'm a guy like you. Right. I have lived this life.
Yes.
And, you know, I would say that Mandela is still the front runner coming out of the debate. So from that perspective, he won. Nothing changed the trajectory to my impression. You know, he's still the front runner. I would say that Lazary is probably going in the wrong direction. The last two big public events, the speech on the Sunday morning at the Democratic Party convention, I found Lazary's speech flat compared to the others. I thought he had his moment, but I thought he has been flatter as a public speaker, if that's how you qualify to be a good U.S. senator, public speaking.
That's certainly part of it, yeah.
He's not quite as strong, as polished as these other candidates are as a public speaker. He's certainly getting his name out there, though. Lots and lots of campaign ads. Should consider radio. What a great value. You know, inflation should affect your consideration of the value of talk radio advertising. But Godlewski, I thought she came out with the most fire in her belly. And she was combative with Tom Nelson when Tom attacked her. The fact that she apparently did not vote in 2016 in the presidential, despite the fact that she had, worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign and specifically getting out female voters, well, she slapped him back immediately. I don't think Tom came away the better for that, but I had no problem. It's time to start throwing some elbows. I mean, we're a month away, less than a month away from the primary. If you want to be the U.S. senator, if you want to win the nomination, it's time to start exposing your opponent's weaknesses and contrasting them with what you hope are your strengths. And that's not blue-on-blue violence. That's winning a primary. And if you can't win a primary, if you can't play hard and sometimes play rough in the primaries, you're not ready to be a U.S. senator, and you're certainly not ready to go debate Rojo. Come back, more Devils. We'll get to the phones, I swear. 844-967-2789. I want to see someone bitch slap Rojo. That's what I want to see.
Rhetorically, of course.
Of course, rhetorically.
Tell her I'm rich, and I'm good-looking, and I have a rapist wit.
I don't need to be lectured about how important this really is.